Rob, that last play, do you think there was enough contact on that play to warrant a flag?
I mean, it didn't get called. I mean, it is what it is. If it's not a PI to the refs, then it's not a PI to the refs. So play is what it is. Can't really change it.
Rob, because of your size, and especially the last couple of years, the way it seems like some games are called, you think there's an unfair advantage compared to other tight ends? I don't want to get into is it a bad call by the refs or not, but it seems like they officiate the game differently when they look at your plays down the field.
It's a good question. That's a tough question. Yeah. I mean, I've had problems in the past with that last year, a couple times this year, but I mean, I'm not here to make excuses to say that was a PI. So I just want to we just lost the game. I want to give credit to the Seahawks. They played a good game. It was a well-fought 60 minutes game on both sides of the ball, but I mean, I'm not trying to get into that discussion right now.
Rob, on that last play, I just want to get what your mindset was going into it, because it looked like you wanted to initiate contact in that instance. Was that your plan going in? Were you hoping to force a call?
No, I wasn't. I was going in. He was playing off me a little bit, pretty far, farther than usual. You usually don't see that. And it was a fade, so I had to go up to him, make a little move. I wasn't trying to initiate contact, actually. It just happened. Just went up to him. Just wanted to get on top of his toes. That's what you're taught. Get on top of the toes, make a little move, and release outside. So I just got up on his toes a little too much, obviously. And I wasn't trying to make contact. I was just trying to make a move and get outside and catch a fade ball.
Rob, can you talk about the hit you took in the middle of the field? I think you were out for about five plays, and I know it's something you expect here with this going against this team. It's a physical team, and it's the way they play. Can you talk about that hit?
Yeah. That was a big hit for sure. Probably one of the hardest I got hit in my career, for sure, by a good player, good fast player who's like a missile. So it was a good clean hit. Nothing against it. Just took it and just knocked the wind out of me a little bit. That's all. You ever get the wind knocked out of you, you know what that feels like. Just down for about a minute or two. You know, it's a little tough to breathe, but once it comes back, you're good.
Credit him for the way he hit, too. I mean, he didn't go for a headshot. Tom tried to fit that in there and go and try to take the knee out.
Yeah, it was a good, clean hit. I have no problem with it. He hit me fair and square. I mean, it's football. You're going to get laid out eventually.
Rob, what did the Seahawks do to frustrate you guys offensively today?
I mean, they got a good team overall. They got a solid defense. They got a lot of good players. They had a good coverage-wise, good scheme. And we just got to execute better on the offensive side of the ball. I got to play better, got to block better, be better in the receiving game, and we just got to execute better.
Was this the Seahawks defense you were expecting to see? We talked during the week about how they do what they do and they do it well. Was it more of the same from them, or did they change things up at all?
It is what we expected to see. I mean, a good physical defense that plays tough, plays to the whistle, plays all 60 minutes of the game. So it was expected what we saw. When we were expecting a 60-minute game, and it sure was.
Any questions?
All right, guys, thank you.